BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily. Includes bangers. We find out what Calvin Harris's favourite and most overused word is. We've also found someone who supplies food to the stars on their private jets. Judge Rinder brings us some Monday sass and the latest from Strictly Come Dancing and a chaotic Real or No Real with Greg James.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi again, Chris.
Hi.
Are you bored of me yet?
No, not really. It's been a fun weekend.
It's been really good.
For me, anyway.
No, I've enjoyed it. I just wanted to know, like, if you're feeling we need to spend a bit more time apart, because we have been together a lot this weekend.
It's been a fun freshers weekend, really.
I haven't passed on my freshers flu to you as yet, though, have I?
No. Although there was a moment at Loughborough, I think, when you shouted right in my face, and I thought, oh, no, I'm going to catch it.
Yeah. But you're good, right?
But what a weekend. Loughborough, Nottingham Trent, Bucks Uni, Northampton.
So many.
It was good.
Yeah, all of them great. So thanks, students. We were going to do something tonight as well, weren't we? But I think that's probably too much.
But you've bailed.
Yeah, I have.
Let this be the headline to this one, right?
Just need a bit of time on my own.
I knew you were going to bail, so I already made plans.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we too well.
I preempted your bailing.
So we were out a lot of this weekend, but I spent yesterday catching up on all of the reality. So no dance-off on Strictly for the first time.
No.
Because of Anastasia's injury. Judge Rinder, though, is through again. We will speak to him a bit later on.
No more spoilers, because I haven't... The only thing I've seen is Judge Rinder's performance, because I caught up with it online. I didn't actually see Strictly.
Okay. And then over on X Factor, did you see that last night?
I saw last night's one, yeah.
Where the boys headed to judges' houses... And more specifically, the luxury pad, which Nicole Scherzinger seems to have kept quiet about. But it's always been there, probably, in the south of France.
Yeah.
Where did she get that from? Kept that quiet?
Whipped out Calvin Harris came out.
I know.
I can't believe that he got involved, by the way. Like, he strikes me as someone that wouldn't have necessarily wanted to be involved in something like that.
Also, I thought that there was a lifetime ban on Calvin Harris because of the pineapple rushing the stage with Jedward incident.
Mm.
Why did he do that? With a pineapple on his head.
Just because he could. He had access, and it's actually what a lot of us would probably do.
But I thought he was kind of like really anti-X Factor at the time.
I thought when he was judging them as well, I just thought the look on his face... I even said to my girlfriend at the time, I was like, I'm sure he hates them.
No, he's a lovely, lovely man. But, as I sometimes suffer from, he does have bitchy resting face.
He really does. But he wasn't even tapping his foot or anything. It must have been so intimidating if you were doing that audition.
No, that's just his screensaver face.
Yeah.
You know, like some, well, you know when you switch off, you're not quite thinking about what expression you're pulling. That's, his is to look a little bit...
Yeah.
Like he doesn't want to be there.
But I found it interesting because then it made me think, well, whatever artist it is, whether it's Rihanna or whoever, and you're working with Calvin Harris, you must look at him and he has no facial expression whatsoever to suggest that you're doing the right thing. But you just must know to yourself you're doing the right thing.
Absolutely. And he was so descriptive with it. First up was Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic?
Fantastic,
and then Niall was up next. Calvin, what did you think of Niall's performance?
Talk to me.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic, yeah. And Freddie, Calvin, any words on that?
I like him.
Yeah, I just love his voice.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
And okay, what about Nicola and Calvin up against Nicole Rutherford and Calvin up against Christian Burrows? Keen to get Calvin's thoughts on that, please.
I feel like emotionally drained.
It was fantastic.
Okay, can I just ask one more thing? Calvin, what do you think of Matt Terry?
No, did you like it?
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, okay, you get the idea. I think he was into it, you just couldn't tell by his face.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Such fun last week on Inyo de Bingo. We had Chris and Stephen from Gogglebox. You know, the guys that used to be a couple from Brighton, now they're just mates. I think they're my favourites
on
the show.
No,
be honest. It changes all the time.
Yeah, they're great on that show.
Also, how are we feeling about Scarlett now and her boyfriend sometimes being there? Have you seen that?
I'm not fully across this one.
Yeah.
I've not seen much Gogglebox lately.
I think I've not seen it, but I saw a bit of buzz on Twitter from people going, well, why is her boyfriend now there?
She's always got the family there. So what, there's a boyfriend there now as well?
I believe so in some episodes, yeah.
Sure that's allowed, is it?
Well, why not? Well, real life.
Blatantly only seeing her then to get on Gogglebox.
You can't say that. Anyway, Chris and Stephen were on last week.
Another question, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxon.
What a great name.
And listen where he's from.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Sexham.
No lie.
It's a good one. You can watch that now. Joining us this week on Innuendo Bingo, tomorrow, 1:45, Yasmin Evans from One Extra. Thursday, 1:45, they're back. It's Xander and Richard Osman from Pointless.
Why are they coming back on? Because, right...
Before, they love it.
Before, when they came on, it was really because we were going on Pointless, right? And it was kind of like promo thing for that. If they just come back because they want to play the game...
They're just keen for more.
Oh, brilliant.
So Yasmin, tomorrow, 1:45, Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman from Pointless getting so wet, we'll make sure of it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Scott.
So you tweeted both me and Chris on Friday and we had to speak to you. What's your job?
I am a delivery driver for Executive Catering Company.
Okay. But it's not just any old catering company, right? You provide all the foods to the private jets.
Yes, that is correct, yeah. Private jets, rich and famous, you name it.
So on these jets, right, do the famouses get whatever food they want?
Pretty much. If they want it, we can make it or we'll find a way to provide it, yeah.
Yeah, this is good. Because we obviously are quite keen to know what goes on these private jets that all the famouses, like the super famous and the super rich use. And you are like our guy on the ground. You're the guy that can get nearest to these planes, certainly nearer than we can.
That's definitely true, yeah.
So who have you provided for in the past?
In the last couple of weeks, we've done a South African billionaire. We've done Louis from One Direction's breakfast for him and his friends.
Sure. So cool.
Who else?
Who else did we do? We did Justin Bieber after the Reading flight. He flew out with our catering. He wanted a blender for one use and then he was throwing it away.
Well, so he's just like, get me a blender, and then he throws it away after?
Yeah.
After the flight?
That is how rock star he is.
And what is your exact involvement in this process? Are you the one who puts the food onto the plane?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I pack the food into the boxes, I take it to the planes, and then I give it to the air hostesses and the stewardesses.
Oh, this is so cool. What is the most expensive food, like the most luxurious food that you've had to provide on one of the flights?
Do you know what? I'm not entirely sure what the most expensive food is. I know I've delivered over £5,000 worth of food to two people.
Whoa. And can you remember who that was for?
It was either a Saudi prince or a Saudi sheikh.
Yes!
So cool. Is it true that a lot of famouses get on private jets and all they want is like a Mackie D's or a Wando's?
That is incredibly true. One Direction always want Nando's or McDonald's. we did a German flight the other day. They wanted 10 sausage and egg McMuffins.
Isn't that mad that you can spend all that money on a private jet, right? And obviously you can have any kind of luxury food that you want because this guy's company provides it. And yet, Scott, all they want is an Egg McMuffin.
I'm not going to say who it is, but I think I've told you this story before. There's a really famous person who had a massive argument with his girlfriend, and his girlfriend was big into the fast food.
Right.
Now, I just happened to be there shortly after he'd had the argument in his dressing room. I walked in, and there is, I'm not joking you, almost as tall as me, a mountain of cheeseburgers. You know, like the 99p ones?
Yeah.
Right, just the little ones.
Loads of them.
But like a mountain of cheeseburgers. And I was like, what are all these cheeseburgers for? He's like, yeah, I had to go and do the McDonald's run because we had an argument and you know it's her favourite, right? And I'm like, what? That's how you're going to make your girlfriend make up with you.
So he's clearly gone and bought like 200 cheeseburgers.
Oh, it's more than just that.
Really?
Oh, like, what, it's a mountain. Ridiculous. You've got too much money. Now, what caught my attention is that you have been in close contact, Alex, with someone that we love quite a lot on this show right now, yes?
That would be correct, yes.
And who is that?
That would be the Canadian Prime Minister.
Justin Trudeau. He only really came to our attention a couple of weeks ago, but he's cool.
He is. He's definitely... He doesn't have the look of the Prime Minister, like of a traditional Prime Minister, but he is pretty cool.
So we were saying on the show that it would be awesome to get Trudeau on Innuendo Bingo. He's one of those kind of weird people that we get obsessed with for a while.
Yeah, but we've got no access to him whatsoever. I think we've even tried Twitter.
But you have, right?
I had a chance, but I didn't want to risk it and get tackled by 20 different air marshals.
What happened?
My company that I work for, we got asked to do the catering for his flight. They were stopping over at Stansted.
When was this?
This was Friday night.
Right.
They were stopping over to get fuel and food, and I was essentially overseeing our food going onto the flight.
What did Justin have?
There was about 60 different dishes they had.
Oh.
So it could have been any number of things. But, I mean, they got off the flight, and the first thing he did was jogged up and down the taxiway.
He had a jog?
Yeah, he jogged down a pitch-black taxiway.
On the runway?
With his assistants, yeah.
Is that allowed?
Well, obviously. I mean, otherwise I wouldn't have done it.
Well, I'm not being funny, but if I got off a plane, like, let's say I've got Ryanair to Edinburgh or whatever, and I decide to suddenly...
Can't
like,
just go jogging,
have a little
you?
Jog. They're not going to let me do that, are they?
Well, you never know. You might have a gentle word with them.
I don't think that's going to happen.
So you thought of us, you saw Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the plane, and you thought, right, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and invite him on Innuendo Bingo. Is that true?
That is... spot on. I mean, how amazing would that be to see him getting absolutely soaked?
It would have been so good.
You got closer to him than we ever could.
I know, and I bottled the chance to ask him.
Oh, mate.
I mean, I understand why you didn't, because, you know, you risk losing your job, I think, if you invite, you know,
a little bit,
Prime
yeah.
Minister on Innuendo Bingo.
Were you tempted at all?
I was extremely tempted. I mean, he walked past me and winked.
No way!
I was speechless.
You got a wink off of Trudeau.
Why did he wink at you?
I don't know. I wasn't quite sure whether that he was trying to be friendly. Or
I like him.
I might have a future husband.
No, well, yeah, possibly. Well, we're going to keep on to the Canadian Prime Minister because eventually, hopefully, he will say yes to our offer of Innuendo Bingo.
I definitely think if we start up a campaign of hashtag Trudeau for Innuendo, that would be.
I don't know if that's going to fly.
Also, Alex, you have amazing access to some of the most famous people in the world. Am I right?
You are indeed, yeah.
So I think if maybe we can strike up a little relationship here and me and you can keep talking, yes?
I don't see a problem in that.
Because you are serving the food to these famouses. All it takes at one point would just be a quick, hey, do you fancy going on Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1?
Yeah, or what he could do is slip a little note into the food boxes.
Just open the bread roll slightly and just pop a little note inside.
Yeah, it'd be like a fortune cookie.
Fortune cookie. That'd be brilliant.
Okay, let's keep talking. And email me next time you know you've got a real famous coming up on the flight, okay?
I'll definitely keep an eye out for some stories and gossip.
You're amazing. Okay, thanks so much, Alex.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you very much, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
Can we all stop messaging in wrong Burgundy, please?
It is a bit... it's jazz flute, isn't it?
Oh, that's ruined it.
It is.
I was trying to be all cool there. I did my like, Annie Mac cool voice, yeah?
Mr. Burgundy, we would be honoured.
Stop it. Seriously, because it's going to change my view of it every time now. The Scott Mills Daily. Someone says, the girl in the library that fancied the bloke in Glasgow, she texted Clara earlier. She should probably give it up. No, I think it's good to be persistent sometimes.
I think, yeah, do you know what? She did text in earlier, but also she sent another text saying, hey, apparently he's been wanting to ask me out for a while and we're going to go for lunch today. Thank you so much. So I think Radio 1 might have sorted this issue.
So we've sorted this already?
Either way, I'm kind of keen to know how it all goes now.
Okay, that's from Beatrice, who is at the Glasgow School of Art. I hope that's gone well for you.
That's my soap opera for today.
Yeah. Radio 1, putting people together. Andy's been on from the Isle of Wight, saying, my girlfriend was watching EastEnders on Friday night, and it was Kyle Slater's birthday. I've not seen EastEnders for a while, you know. And listen to this. When they sang Happy Birthday, in the background, you can hear Martin Fowler going... and many more, like we do.
Yes.
Right? So we thought we were the only ones that did this.
So it's
well, catching
us, on.
Us and American films. But they do it in the square.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kyle.
Listen for it.
Happy birthday to you.
And then anymore.
Yes, you see? Go on, Martin.
Awesome.
Oh, it's not just us that does it in the UK then.
And anymore.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris has a very strange list of people that he wants to get on the show at the moment. Well, not strange, just a little bit eclectic, maybe.
Just people I'm kind of obsessed with at the moment. I would love to have them on because I think they'd be genuinely interesting to see, like, what their story is.
Do you remember when you had that week off and you were texting me all week going, can we please get the Chainsmokers on the show?
I think it'd be great to get them on.
Massive, I hope they're nice.
Massive at the moment. Yeah, I mean, that would be the disappointing thing if you get on someone that you like and actually they're horrible.
I've read a couple of interviews with them and I'm like, I really hope they're nice.
I really want DJ Snake on the show, right?
Oh, God, you love him also.
Oh, just on social media, the ultimate DJ lifestyle. So cool.
Yeah, his Instagram is very... Well, it just makes you feel a bit jealous, really.
And also...
It's like inadequate about your own life.
He's sort of involved in so many songs at the moment.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, Oh, I don't know. I'm reconsidering my song choice now that I've just remembered what it is for today.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Fine.
Oh, well, no.
Let's start of a new week. The last 2 or 3 weeks, really, you haven't had much game.
Oh, no. On paper, it doesn't look good. Okay, let's just get this over with.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, God.
I'm sure it's not as bad as you think. Because you've picked it for a reason. At the time, you've probably heard it somewhere on a night out. The dangerous thing with bangers, right, is when you pick your bangers on a night out, and at the time, the song seems really, really good.
No, this definitely was not on a night out.
So it's not a 3 in the morning job.
No, you would never hear this on a night out.
Okay.
I mean, there was a time where you couldn't escape it on Radio 1, and then it just disappeared forever.
Oh.
Hi, Lucy.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. What's your job, then?
I work in horse racing.
Oh, doing what?
Whoa.
Grooming, riding, taking a racing.
Okay, whereabouts are you based?
Milburn Port.
Where's that?
Somerset.
Somerset.
Oh, got
you. So you do everything except the final ride, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you bring the horse there. It's, oh, cool. That's a cool job.
It is. It's cold in the mornings, though.
Yeah. Me and Scott DJed a race course not that long ago. Was it Haydock Races?
Yeah.
We were DJing there, and they let us go and judge best looking horse. Beforehand.
Yeah. I didn't know there was such a thing as fit horse. But there was.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
It was quite an odd experience because we were stood there as the horses were led round for us to look at. And
we had to inspect like, them.
Like, which one do you think is the sort of
fittest?
I think it was best turned out or something like that. And we were like, we're not really sure how you meant to judge the horses.
Lucy, we didn't really know what to look out for.
I do, don't worry.
Okay, what do you look out for then? When someone goes, oh, which horse do you think is the best looking? What do you look out for?
The plaits in the mane.
Right.
Whether the tails are plaited and whether they have a pattern put on their bottom.
Okay, yeah. Good. Well, next time I'll know.
We were just looking at the legs, really, weren't we?
Yes. Okay, so this is what I've got. This is what I've got for you today. Oh, God. Don't laugh at me.
It's the Veronicas.
It is. It's the Veronicas from Australia.
Do you remember what it's called, this one?
Untouched.
Untouched, yeah.
Do you know this song, Lucy?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Randomly, this was like a glitch in the Radio 1 system here. It was like on for ages and ages after it was out.
Oh, it's not as bad as I thought. Okay, go on, what have you got?
All right, Lucy, you can have that or you can have this.
I've had this before.
Nero, Promises. I don't think you have. We check these things. Big, 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 big tune. Maybe too big for a Monday.
Wow.
I don't know.
They're both good.
They are. They're both good choices.
Not as bad as I thought, my one, actually.
No.
Your one's probably all right on horseback as well. I can kind of maybe see this be Lucy's thing.
But everything's better on horseback, isn't it?
True, true.
Yeah. True.
Okay, go on then.
Well, it is a tough one. Oh, I don't know. Mm. It is the start of the week.
Yeah, just think about which of those artists needs the money more right now. That's what I'd say to you.
That's the worst sympathy shout I've ever heard.
Poor Veronicas.
Well, I'm going to have to go with...
You're going to get a big backlash if you don't pick Promises, I'm telling you.
You're not, though.
Oh, I don't know. Mm. Has it changed my mind? No. I am going to go with... Scott.
Oh, yes!
No.
Yes.
Feel so untouched and I want you so much that I just
Sorry, that was one of the strangest 3 minutes I think we've had in a while.
Why?
It just felt weird at times, that song.
Vicky is right. Vicky says, if you were travelling in Australia in 2008 and listening to Radio 1, you are now probably feeling very nostalgic.
Yeah,
what's Matt Johnson saying? He can get lost. Laugh at me.
Yeah, there's lots of people here thinking that was a horrendous decision from Lucy.
La 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 la, la 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 la. Yes to the Veronicas, Untouched.
It's the words in the verse as well. You go ooh ooh, I go ah ah.
Right. I used to be obsessed with this song. Definitely a banger, says Jenny. That was so good, I've just sat in traffic pretending to have a light show with my windscreen. What? Andy driving up the M6 liked it too.
If you can time the windscreen wipers with a song, by the way.
Yeah, it's good.
That is satisfying.
Sean in Bristol takes me back to iPod classic school bus journeys. I still know every single word. Well, it got a reaction. Calvin, what do you think?
It was fantastic.
That was Veronica's and Untouched. Yes, he starts the week the way he means to continue.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Obviously, there are more than two channels. It's not the 60s. Can you believe he survived another week? I can. I think he's going to be in it for months.
He's actually a good dancer.
Yeah. I'm talking about our friend, Judge Rinder. Hello.
Hello, Scott. How are you? See, I'm in a much better mood this week.
Oh, you sound great.
I don't know why, because I'm completely terrified this week, because lots of other people have all week to rehearse, and I've only got half of today and pretty much Thursday.
Why?
Because I'm doing Judge Rinder on Tuesday, Wednesday, and the court starts at 7 in the morning sometimes, and we don't finish till 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, so you're filming your actual day job.
Yeah. You must have found this difficult.
Yeah, it is. It's difficult. It didn't really help me, but I know that you'll be fine because you are smashing it.
I don't know if I'm smashing it. It genuinely is terrifying. I can't lie. And my knickers, well, actually, I won't say that because there'll be people driving their cars and I don't upset them. But, you know, if I'd wanted to feel like that, I would have eaten a lot of prunes. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, love.
It's terrifying. You must have generally said before you go on and they announce your name.
Oh, it's so horrible.
It's like being in a science fiction movie and everything goes sort of still, but you're still moving.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, right? You know, Craig really needs to stop talking about your face.
Well, listen, you can understand why. I've said it before. You know what I mean? It's the way that people tend to sort of focus on things that they are themselves a little bit insecure about.
Right.
And I don't think he's had a sort of a meaningful, happy expression since Botox was allowed to be injected.
All he goes on about, though, is your face. Surely you should be looking at your feet. Yeah.
He's obsessed with me. He just loves it. That's why. He secretly loves it, I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
I really think that.
It's quite weird now, I guess, because this is where it all, you know, people start to leave every week.
I know. It's quite depressing is what it is. And, you know, and the thing is, when I watched it before, I just assumed you were all lying, you know. Oh, we really like each other. Genuinely, I mean, I can't speak for other years. It's a community of the nicest people.
Yeah.
And the nicest amongst them, of all of us, I'd say, was Melvin.
Oh.
Is Melvin. Oh, no, you know,
you're a nice guy.
You're lying. This is what people say, always the weak people are rejected. You previously thought this guy was a character from Lord of the Rings. You'd never heard of him.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what I thought, yeah. Of course I hadn't, but I've met him since. Now I know he's nice.
He is sweet.
When I first met him, I thought he was, you know, going to end up in Mordor. But now he's... You know, a friend, really, I suppose. Not like a friend.
No, you'll keep in touch with after, strictly.
Well, I mean, we might send the unhappy text, I suppose. I don't know. I don't go in for that sort of thing. You know, oh, he's my best friend, this sort of thing.
Yeah.
No. Do you have celebrity friends, Christopher?
I don't, personally. I see some people with Scott where... They're clearly celebrity friends, but maybe not friends,
oh,
if that makes sense.
But do you find yourself sort of saying things that are completely sort of false? Oh, it's so great to see you. And then at the back of your mind goes, what's your name? Or do you not do that?
What do you reckon, Scott?
Well, maybe. So Melvin's off.
I know.
Ed Balls is still there.
Yeah, but he deserves to be. I really believe that. I thought he was brilliant on Saturday night because he went out and had a good time.
Agreed.
And, you know, I'm genuinely... And the same with you, Scott.
you know, footwork, schmutwork, ultimately it's about people watching it, wanting to believe, needing to believe that you're authentically doing your very best and enjoying it.
Completely.
You know, I really realise that. You know, half the time you kill yourself to get the footwork right. And the camera's not even pointing to your feet.
Yes. I was quite glad that they weren't pointing at my feet for most of the time. But
yes, I expect that's a general relief for the public.
It was.
By the way, Halloween week, if we get that far, just so you've heard it here first, bearing in mind my profound affection for you, Oksana has promised that somewhere in the routine there'll be an homage to the crab.
This is
Halloween.
Huge.
For Halloween week. Yeah, because wasn't that your crab week?
No, that was my Uncle Fester week, but I'm still happy to have the crab in Halloween.
Okay, yeah, we'll have crab on the Halloween.
How lovely. Movie week next week.
I know. Don't start with me, Scott. I mean, you know, I'm not in any way troubled about retaining my integrity as a judge, but I am dressing up as Fred Flintstone.
Are you actually?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, good. I mean, this could be epic.
I'm thinking the classic loincloth look.
That shows you how young. Because he doesn't wear a loincloth. He wears sort of like a sort of suit, Neanderthal suit number.
But they want you to get your chest out again, so it will be a loincloth.
That's true, Scott. Have you noticed that they're trying to exploit your body?
What are you talking about? Last week I wore frills.
You still had it all out, babe.
Yeah, true.
Chris, were you surprised by my pack?
Surprised by your six pack?
Yes. Why are you repeating a question? Whenever I do that, when I cross-examine somebody. You're looking for an answer. You're just nervous by my question.
No, I'm not nervous. Was I surprised by your six-pack repeating it again?
That's the third time you've repeated it, yeah.
I wasn't, because I've seen you in real life a couple of times, and you are
tight.
In shape. Yeah,
tweet. You said I had a tweet. Wide, chubby face when I met you, so you must have been a little bit surprised.
No, but that was us trying to get a reaction out of you. We were, like, poking you with a stick. It was like that.
Oh, yeah, that was the day that I saw that bogey in your nose. That's the day, yeah, I remember that.
Oh. Same old story.
Do you know, I'm loving you on Strictly so much. I knew I would, but really? I really, really am.
Will you come and watch?
Yes. Right, I'm going to text you and we'll put that date in because, I mean, Halloween would be ideal, really, for that, I guess.
Well, I think that'd be ideal. But also, I think it's important, like, somehow, if we can manoeuvre into the audience, you know, then we could maybe do a little crab duet.
Yeah.
So just a couple of seconds of choreography.
Yeah, and I can just sit in my seat and do it, so therefore no dancing involved.
This has to happen.
Right, OK, let's sort it.
Has anyone got off with their dancer yet?
Oh, God.
There's no one snogging anyone at the moment, but again, I have been looking around wondering.
Keep an eye on Laura Whitmore and that dancer of hers.
Do you think, Giovanni, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to happen, you know.
Oh.
I don't think it'd be that interesting. One of the dancers has got a tattoo of his own name on his arm.
On his arm?
Yeah, AJ, the one that dances with Claudia. He has a tattoo of his own name on his arm.
That's weird.
In case he forgets it.
In case he forgets his own name.
Yeah.
Oh, bless. Judge Rinder, thank you very much.
It's been a joy, Scott.
Listen, I'm looking forward to Flintstones next week.
Thank you.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yeah, all right. See you soon.
Okay, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you feel your relationship with Judge Rinder's getting any better at all?
I actually don't know what I've done to him.
I don't know either.
So frosty. It's such a strange one, isn't it?
It is.
It's like...
He doesn't even say hello to you when we first go on. Like, hello, Judge Rinder. Hello, Scott. No mention of you.
No.
And I don't know what we can do to make this right.
Well, I don't know. Just carry on, I think.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I think he doesn't like that I'm asking him the questions that he knows that we should be asking. You know what I mean? We're not sucking up to him. We're here to get some gossip.
We want some answers. Right now, on the Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer, you can see Live Lounge Month, the covers. So it's all the best covers that happened during the last month. So you've got Bastille doing Final Song by Mo. You've got Usher's brilliant cover of Don't Let Me Down, Chainsmokers.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot about that.
Yeah.
Zara Larsson covering Drake and Rihanna's Too Good. All of that on BBC iPlayer right now in Live Lounge Month, the covers. It's good, that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, hello and hi.
Hi there, hi.
Everything all right?
Yes, all very good, thank you. As you can hear, we've done a lot of freshers gigs this weekend, but it's been really fun.
What was on the map this weekend?
Loughborough.
Check. Buckingham.
Check.
Sure.
Nottingham Trent.
Check.
Northampton.
Check. That's a big four, isn't it?
Big four.
That is a big four.
Yeah. Really fun.
Yeah.
Have you done many this year?
Yeah, I had fun in Bath on Saturday.
Oh, that's a good one, Bath.
That's good.
Yeah. Hello, students, if you're just starting. I know you've got to do some work soon as well, haven't you? Like you've not been doing that for a while. Just been fresh this week, hasn't it?
It was a toga party.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you toga?
I didn't, but I wrapped a towel around me when I realised.
On top of your clothes, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, sorry.
So today, big teen awards news.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah. 6 o'clock. Be listening at 6 o'clock because I have proper big news about the teen awards and how to be there.
I can't believe it's really soon, the 23rd.
I know. Straight after Newsbeat tonight at 6 p.m. When the 10-minute takeover will be on, we're going to delay the 10-minute takeover. That's how special the teen awards are.
We'll just say from four then.
Well, no, I don't know because people don't listen like that.
Yeah, but I mean, listen from four, obviously. But if you specifically want teen awards information, that is six o'clock.
Fine.
Okay.
Very honest.
You don't tell people to watch Strictly, do they? When it's on at 8 o'clock, tell them to watch from six.
They just go Saturday night.
It just seems harsh saying, right, skip the first 2 hours of Greg.
Oh, no. I mean, obviously, they will be listening to Greg anyway. Right. But if you specifically want the Teen Awards stuff, then that's at six.
There's loads of good stuff dotted around. But 6 o'clock is the signpost for the Teen Awards.
And here's Real or No Real.
Kylie Jenner has admitted that she routinely climbs into her supersized fridge in order to get the best lighting for a selfie.
Oh, I can totally get that.
This has reminded me of an annoyance in my house.
Oh no, what's happened? We've got a fridge problem.
Ever since I moved in, there's been no light in the fridge. Really annoying.
And that means you think it's not on and that all your food's going to go off, right?
Yeah, but I'm used to it now, but you can't see anything. I've tried to change it, but it's LEDs and they're not supposed to go, are they? So that, I don't know what's happening.
I don't know where you'd begin to change a light in a fridge.
Yeah, who do you get for that?
Please, someone help me. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
I put a little lamp, I put a little push to make switch in there from DT.
You might have to. Might have to toss it. Might have to go.
Get a new one.
It will be tossed.
It will be tossed. There's no lights.
How long have you had this problem for?
Well, I've lived there for 3 years now.
Oh, wow. And still never had a light.
I mean, it's literally part of the furniture now, so I'm sort of used to it. But yeah.
However, imagine if you've got a massive fridge so big you can climb into. You would, because the light is so bright. And the brighter the lights, the better for selfies.
Hang on a minute. You don't need a fridge big enough to climb into. What is she, a butcher? It's just got hanging carcasses in there. You're joking.
Yeah, no, but how are you going to get the light from the fridge to take your selfie if you're not completely in it? You can't just stick your head in like our normal fridges.
That must be tricky for you at night as well, Greg, when you're wandering around, right? You haven't got the light from it. Because at least you can just reach out for the fridge, open that, and you're guaranteed.
Yeah, but imagine the scene. This is the sad truth of my life. I have to walk upstairs with the flash on my phone on.
Oh, God, this reminds me. Right, so staying at my girlfriend's parents' house at the moment our house hasn't got any kind of toilet or anything. So we've been staying there, right? Caught my girlfriend's dad the other night.
What?
Wandering around the house with a, it's like a torch attached to his head. One of those. So he's clearly put it on his head and he's wandering around. Mate, I was terrified.
What's he been up to?
Exactly. You've got to question someone who's wearing those things around the house.
Why have you got a torch on your head?
He's been caving.
It was very odd. If you're not in a cave, why are you wearing one of those?
Right. Martin's a bit weird sometimes, isn't he?
Oh, don't name him. That's
don't name him.
Anyway, so Kylie Jenner says that she routinely climbs into the supersized fridge to get the best lighting for a selfie. Real or no real?
Probably real. It sounds quite... I mean, they have literally nothing else to do they? So real.
It is a good light. I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Not quite true, but while she doesn't climb into her fridge, she does say on Snapchat that it would, if she could, have the best lighting for selfies. Mm. And next.
An entirely glass, and therefore see-through, public bathroom has just opened in China.
Entirely see-through.
Is it one way, though? Like that one in Glastonbury, you know, where people couldn't see in, but you could see out.
It must be one way, surely.
No, the producer here's shaking his head. He's like, no. It's a two-way.
Wow.
I've told you about the time when I was in Sri Lanka, haven't I, in the rainforest and in a hotel.
What?
Have I not?
No.
I don't think so.
And there was a bathroom there, and that way you could see everything through there both ways.
What, it didn't have a door?
No, it was completely glass, but I could see them and they could see me. The thing is, the only thing that was out there were monkeys.
Okay. I was going to say, who's the them in the situation?
The locals.
No word of a lie.
Scott's bought part of the village.
It's just I could see them.
He's put his Winnebago up.
There I am, soaping myself up, and I can see two monkeys outside. and they actually unscrew my bottle of water they've left out on the balcony and nick my Snickers.
Is that one?
I was helpless. I was still in the shower.
Oh, there's nothing I could do. Nothing you could do. Just have to watch it go.
Has a monkey ever nicked your Snickers, Chris?
I don't think so.
I think you'd remember.
You know the two-way bathroom situation? Like, what? Why would anyone... Like, what's the positive with it? If this is real, why has this happened? Why is any builder thought that this was a good idea?
Maybe it was a mistake.
But that's what I mean. It must be a mistake. But what a terrible mistake to make.
The thing is, with my one, I think, going back to me, I think it was because it was a beautiful view that you got from the from the balcony.
Have one way.
I know. I don't want the monkeys seeing it, but they did.
Because they couldn't believe what was going on. Like, what is that?
I know.
Saying to himself, what is he up to in there?
Yes.
Well, I think this is probably... this is probably real, I think, but I think it's wacky, isn't it? It's a wacky prank.
But did you not feel embarrassed in front of the monkeys?
Yes.
It's like when a pet comes into the bedroom.
Yes, you know, it's that.
It's kind of, it makes things uncomfortable.
I just remembered something. I was in America for a holiday recently, and those American cubicles in toilets, they're too low for me. And I'm not even that tall, but way too low. And I was in there... And I got up at the same time as the bloke next to me got up. And we were just literally looking at each other. All right, I heard everything. I can see everything now.
Yeah. Reading Festival, if you go to the toilet there, it's just it's a sheet of cardboard or something in the middle. So you're literally face to face with someone else. And what do you say?
I know.
All right.
At least the monkeys can't talk.
Okay,
is there an entirely glass public bathroom in China, real or no real?
Yeah, real, real, real.
That one is real.
What happened? Why?
Disgustingly true. The loos near the Cheyenne Lake give the user fabulous views of the forest below, as I said, but also other people using the facilities. Okay. At the end of that round of real or no real?
Oh, I got 10, Greg got 10. Draw.
Oh. Doing two?
Only two today.
Two. Why?
I've got some hits to play.
I've been shortchanged here.
It's all right, there's always another time. You'll be back on later this week.
I'm going to play it with Chris off air.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, your girlfriend's dad isn't as uncool as we think. Someone's just been on saying, I had a head torch in Ibiza this year and it came in very handy while trying to walk home back from space.
Yeah, but there's a use. So why was he wearing it around the house? That's what feels odd to me, is meeting him on the stairs. He's walking downstairs with a head... with a head torch on. Greg, don't do that, actually.
Hey, you two, there is actually time if you want to do the last real or no real.
Yeah, okay, you want me back now, do you?
Come
you just
back.
Did it on Greg's Snapchat.
Right. Come on, then.
Have you done it on the Snapchat?
No,
already?
come on.
Okay. US rapper Snoop Dogg has officially given up rap music to paint portraits of puppies.
No real.
Real.
No discussion.
That one is no real.
Thank you. That's the point for me. Cheers.
A woman that's a best friend of Snoop Dogg has been given a painting of a dog by Snoop Dogg himself because Snoop Dogg, no other reason. He has lots of other irons in the fire now, though, doesn't he?
Oh, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he's got dog biscuits. Oh, he has.
I don't think that one was real.
That's real.
Do you remember at Big Weekend he was walking around with that camera taking pictures of various Radio 1 presenters?
Yeah.
That was slightly odd, actually.
If it all runs out, at least he's still got Money Supermarket or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Right, so tomorrow we have got Yasmin Evans from One Extra on Innuendo Bingo. She'll be telling us all about One Extra Live.
I can't stop thinking about Martin's head torch and what he uses it for.
I regret bringing that up, actually, because he's told me before about saying stuff on the radio. He goes to a local pub in Darlington when he's working up north and they repeat it all back to him.
Oh, no, do they?
Next time he goes back to that pub, I hope they're all wearing head torches when he walks
in. Yeah, yeah. All right, Martin.
All right, Martin.
Welcome back to Darlow.
Turn on the lights off.
I regret this.
Right, have a good night.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 and Yasmin Evans from One Extra is playing Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills, BBC.